Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am your host, David Hochberg. We have a packed show, a special show, I should say. White Sox baseball is on at 105. Got off to a little rough start yesterday. They're going to rebound today. So we pregame's at 12:35. We are going to stay here from 12 to 12:30. We have a little bonus time today, so tune in before White Sox baseball. It'll go right into pregame and then right into the game. We are here to answer all of your questions. We are here to help you with any type of challenge that you might have. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. MegaPros Joe is here. We have Igor Marak from Mr. Floor and Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet. And we have Energy Doctor calling in talking about solar. Later on in the show, after the 11 o'clock hour, and of course, Gary Novell at the bottom of the hour. But first, we start every show with Elwood Bunny. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That is WGNDavid.com. You could also download podcasts of previous shows, and we are streaming live online right now. If you want to check us out, a little TV action, if you will. Erica's working the board there. You could go to Facebook, David Hochberg, that's H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G, and check us out on Facebook. Let's go around the horn. Tommy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm perfect today.
Guys are just absolutely off the charts busy from what I hear.
Yeah, things I will tell you, it's been a great rebound.
Yeah.
You know, like most of us, you know, we had some challenging times in March and April and May, and we're very fortunate to see that our traffic has picked up, and people are now wanting contractors to come in and do the work inside their house, where before they were kind of pressing on the brakes.
Yeah, people are still, not as much, but there's still a lot of concern for our listeners, some of our listeners, to have people in their home, but it's absolutely loosened up a lot, and rightly so. Listen, if you are concerned, then your concerns should be addressed. So, but well, if they come into your store, you're still wearing masks and social distancing and all that.
Absolutely, it's a requirement to come into our store. But we're also seeing that the contractors, like Joe, I mean, they're taking extra precautions for going into people's houses, and as far as distancing and. You know, sometimes that's a good thing, because it's not always the best thing when you've got your homeowner looking over your shoulder at every, you know, every little thing that you do. So the social
distancing.
It's
nice to have them in a separate room.
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes. But no, we're very thankful, very fortunate that that business is brisk right now. But obviously, like anything, we could always be busier.
And during your segment, you're going to be talking about employment opportunities at BSO.
I'm going to talk about employment opportunities, and then also I just want to tag in. I got an email yesterday from a guy named Stephen Aurora on a front door.
Oh, okay.
And just there was something unique about the house, so I just want to kind of cover that.
All right. Next to you on our Facebook live stream is Igor Marak. Igor, I know you've been busy, because I've been sending you probably 3 a month from the show, all the inquiries that come in. Hey, I'm trying to match up floors. And that's going to be your topic today, is matching up floors, because I talked about matching up our floors when we had you in during the winter break. We went on vacation, trusted you guys to come in my house. We turned the keys over to you, moved everything out of upstairs. And we took down some walls when we moved in 16, 17 years ago, completely 18 years ago, 2002, completely forgot what we did. We took a closet in the hallway, turned it into a bigger master bathroom, but there was hardwood floors in the hallway, and when we took the closet out, it kind of messed everything up. You put carpet over it, Joe, as you know, 18 years, you pull carpet up.
We've seen it.
Yeah, you pull it up, and Joe, you know, I'm having a margarita, you know, 'cause that's the way I roll when I'm in Mexico on vacation, and all-inclusive, unlimited drinks, just the way that I roll, in case anybody cares.
I haven't seen you drink. Really?
I like margaritas when I'm hot in the pool.
You're always hot in the pool. When you get sand in your toes.
I'm always hot in the pool. Thank you. I laid that one up for you. So Igor calls me, goes, I'm going to send you some pictures. We need to talk about something.
Surprise.
Surprise. So that's a lot of, I'm not the only one, and you're going to be addressing that later on in your segment on the masterful job, because you cannot tell where the old floor ended and the new floor starts.
Yeah, absolutely, David. And we're getting a lot of calls now with exactly that scenario, where people are looking to extend flooring to consolidate a space or to promote some continuity. And if it's done right, which was the case in your home, and we did it for you, if it's done right, you really should not be able to tell the difference where the new and the old meet. And if it's stitched in properly and sanded and finished correctly, it should be a seamless transition from space that was not a wood floor to now space that is a wood floor, and then the overall continuation of that space in that room.
And you're going to drill down more at about 10:45-ish on that topic. 312-981-7200. MegaPros Joe of MegaPros Home Improvement is here.
847-658-8989.
Thanks,
Dave. Yeah, you're very welcome.
You know, Igor just helped us out on a job. And you guys are like moisture scientists when it comes to that flooring. What you taught me was an engineered wood floor expands in all four directions.
Correct.
Not just two, meaning not just sideways.
What's an engineered floor? I have no idea what you're talking about.
So what Joe's referring to is he has a project where the homeowner really is not running her air conditioning because she doesn't like the cold air pumping into her home. So she keeps the room a little bit warm. And what's happening is that's causing excess moisture to build in her home. And it's causing the floor to expand. And she has an engineered floor, which means that it's a veneer of wood, and then the rest of the material is ancillary. It could be plywood. It could be HDF, some composite material.
Is that Pergo that was hot a couple of years ago?
That's more of a laminate floor. This is actually, it has an actual wood veneer that's attached to a backing of some sort. So in her case, it is so humid and so moist in her home that she's actually causing the floor to really swell, and it's filling up the expansion joint that's out at the perimeter and actually pressing up against the wall and actually cupping or buckling in the middle of the room, which is what was happening.
And I would assume, not knowing anything about anything that has to do with construction, that's not good.
No, the buckling is not good. That's a problem.
So yeah, that was definitely not good, and she was very concerned with it, and so that's why she called Joe, and Joe had us come out. And so I went out there personally, David, and we took some moisture content readings of the wood floor. We took some relative humidity readings of the space. That's how we figured out what was going on.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. We have a special Sammy's back, Sammy Martino. He's back.
He looks good.
He looks good. For a guy that got into a horrific car accident.
Hard to say he looks better.
He really never looked good.
I'm glad an accident. Standing up, moving around.
He's almost as bad as he looked before he left. Yeah. But right.
He looks just as bad, you're trying to say.
He looks just as bad as he did.
But we were worried about
him. We were very worried. So coming back out of break, we have a little special tribute to him. Also, I want to do a little touch on, before we talk about Tommy, your hiring opportunities, co-signing for loans. It's an interesting, I got an email from a listener who co-signed for a loan, and then I got a listener from a young man who listens to Barstool Chicago about having his parents co-sign for a loan. So it's kind of perfect, a WGN listener and then a young man who listens to a podcast that we sponsor, asking the same questions in a different way. And I'm going to answer that after we come back after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. You are listening to Chicago's number one real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, on AM 720 WGN. Thank you for listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone lines are open. The text line is open as well. That's a MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. You could use that number to send text messages as well as call into the show. We have a text message from 630. David, thank you for the cup. Also, could you please repeat the estate and trust planning expert by the name of David Schluter? I wrote it down but can't find it. You had him on two weekends ago. So 630, David Schluter's name, his name is David Schluter, S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R, and his work phone number is 630-285-5300, 630-285-5300. And you can always go to WGNDavid.com to get all of our experts' contact information on our website and listen to the show streaming online from there and download podcasts of the show. Joe, you had Dave write up an estate plan for you and your beautiful bride, Judy.
Beautiful bride, Judy. Yes, we argued about it for many, many years, and David made it really simple. I told you that, right?
Yes, you did.
It was a mess. But David walked it right through it for an easy, breezy package price, meaning there wasn't add-ons. He didn't elongate it. He's just nice and comfortable.
All right, 312-981-7200. Best in the business, David Schluter. Go to WGNDavid.com. Sammy is back. And we just wanted to do. We missed him. He's been out. He was, as all of our listeners know, Sam is one of the great assistants on the show. Producer. We have Ashley and we have Sammy. They switch off answering phones and getting us in and out of breaks. And they do a lot of behind the scenes work that you guys don't even know about. And they bust their rear end. He's a good kid, and we're very lucky to have him. So to welcome Sammy back, we put this little tribute together for.
Gonna cry. I can see his eyes watering right now.
Yeah. There you go, Sammy. Welcome back, buddy.
Getting emotional.
And that goes back to the disco theme while he was laid up in the ICU being intubated.
That actually hurt more than anything
he said. Right, and he couldn't fight back. We just did a whole disco montage for him, so welcome back, Sammy. Before we get over to you, Tommy, I promise we'll extend the time bottom of the hour. I got an email question from a 25-year-old first-time homebuyer. Saying, I don't make a lot of money. I make about 35 grand a year. I want to buy my first home. I have great credit. I've got some money signed up. But I do a lot of cash jobs, and I can't show the cash. Can my parents co-sign for a loan? Absolutely. Anybody can co-sign for anybody's loan, anywhere you want, anytime you want, no matter where you're at, you can co-sign. No more than 45 minutes later that I got that email, and I talked to this young man. I'm like, absolutely, you could do it. Here's how it works. Your father, your uncle, your brother, whoever's ever going to co-sign. The only drawback is we have to bring their income in. We have to bring their debt in along with your income and your debt. So they have to make enough income to carry their debt, their housing expenses, plus have enough to get you over the hump to qualify. No more, less than, it had to be 45 minutes. I get an email from an old-time borrower of mine, long-time listener, GM. I co-signed for my son's car loan. He works in the restaurant business. And that got whacked by COVID-19. He missed 6 car payments in a row and had to give the car back. The HELOC, no, was it 6? He missed like 3. He missed 3 payments. She's like, it was going to be 6, but he turned the car back in, so it stopped after 3 payments. Because he had 6 payments to go, but the auto dealer took it back and did the guy a solid, okay? Now she's got 3 late car payments on her credit report. Her HELOC, she's in her 70s. I helped her get this HELOC 5-6 years ago because it was the right thing for her to do instead of refinance. And she uses the HELOC as a checkbook, takes money in, puts money out. They froze her HELOC.
Really?
The bank froze this listener's home equity line of credit because her son, who got wiped out due to COVID-19 when his restaurant went out of business, he couldn't make his car payment, that she was co-signed on, 3 late car payments, they froze her credit. Froze her line of credit. So now she's like, I need that line of credit to survive. I use it every day, in and out. So this is what I've been saying this for years. If you want to co-sign for anybody, go ahead. But if that person, for whatever reason, misses a payment, you're going down with the ship, and your credit's going to get impacted negatively. So what you should do is, if you're co-signing, is always go online to make sure that the person you're co-signing for, because you have access to the account, if you're on the account, you're a cosigner, is making the payment. What this listener should have done for this $300-$500 car payment, should have paid the car payment for her son, who was having financial challenges, probably didn't know about it until it was too late because his son was too proud. I'm like, why didn't you pay it? She's like, I didn't know about it until he was always 3 months late and got rid of the car. Damage was already done. Mm-hmm. So, to answer both questions at the same time, can you get a co-signer as a young man to buy a home? Absolutely. You can do that anytime you want. Got to be careful, the people that are co-signing. You're going to go down with the ship if the person who you're co-signing for does not make the payment. So I cover 2 birds with 1 stone. Within an hour, I got both of those emails. And, you know, it's tough out there. So you just got to be careful. That's what this show is all about. It's here to help. We have a responsibility. as hosts of this show every weekend to come in here to put out information to our listeners that they could put into their everyday life. It might not impact you, Igor, but somebody that you know who's listening right now, because they know that you're on the air, is getting ready to co-sign for their son car loan. And like, oh my God, now I got to make sure that I go on to Johnny or Sally or Marcus's or Pete's or George's, whatever thing that you're signing for. You got to make sure that that payment's made every day, every month, I mean. And then you got to make it in case something happened, financially challenges happens. Yes, Joe.
If I'm a co-signer, can I be notified of a late payment?
Well, I don't know. I think
if you set it up in the very beginning.
If you want alerts. Yeah, you should be able to.
I would like that.
But
if I was
also,
gonna do that.
Because of this being this COVID time, I've thought that a lot of banks and financial institutions like GM Financial and what have you, if you were affected by COVID, you could take and call into these financial institutions,
yes,
and plead hardship.
Yes.
And they would then maybe give you a 90-day reprieve without it affecting your credit.
And we could ask Gary that, you know, when he comes on. But you have to do it before you make the first late payment.
Right.
That's the difference.
Well, you know it's coming.
Right.
You know it's coming. Listen, so why not be proactive instead of reactive?
Because people go numb. Okay, because they think they're going to get by, and then the next thing you know, oh my God, it's the 30th, I can't make the payment, now it's the 1st. Okay, and once you hit the 1st, whammo, you're late, have a nice day. So we'll talk about more of that with Gary. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. We got about 2 minutes before the break, and I'm going to bring you back after Gary to talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to just talk about real quick the employment opportunities that you have?
Yes, actually, we are desperately seeking people. I mean, right now it's very difficult to find employees, so we've got three different positions that are open right now. We are actively looking for another kitchen designer, even though we've hired one, starting one on Monday, but we could use another one. Our kitchen department is incredibly busy right now.
What type of experience?
We want them to be able to have CAD drawing experience, preferably 2020, and or there's several different kitchen design programs. As long as they know the concept of it, it's real easy to learn a different one. If they have pro kitchen experience and 2020, there's a lot of similarities.
How many years designing kitchens would you like them to have?
I mean, we would prefer to have somebody that has 3 years experience, okay, because it takes a little while to understand the nuances of cabinets, their placement, I mean, and the accuracy.
Sure.
I mean, that's one of the things that we've been very blessed with our kitchen designers is their accuracy. Because as Joe knows, you deliver a kitchen out and you go to start installing it and you've got a bad cabinet, bad measurements or whatever, it could be a nightmare and prolong your project for 6 to 8 weeks.
Where should our listeners who are interested in learning more about that opportunity call to get a hold of you?
They can call over to our store to 708-343-3900, or they can send in their resume and they can basically mail in a resume to 2171 West Cermak in Broadview.
All right.
Or they can, best thing to do is reach out, call us.
All right.
That's just one of the opportunities.
All right. And we'll talk about more after Gary gives his credit tip. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. This is David Hochberg. And the MegaPro's call and text line is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Send your pictures in of any type of home improvement that you have. We got an extra bonus half hour prior to White Sox baseball today. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call and text line. 7847, Igor. Thanks, Igor. You are doing my sister's floors in Vernon Hills next week.
Yeah.
Nice
absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely. I know exactly who that is. Thank you very much for texting in.
And call and let us know how they did on your sister's floors this coming week. Wendy in Oak Lawn, then we're going to get over to Gary. How are you, Wendy?
I'm well. How are you? Our son is going to be a first-time home buyer. They're in the process right now. We're having an issue with some cash that we've been saving for him. They said not to put it into his bank account and that there was a limit on a gift amount that we could give. Can you tell me what that amount is?
Yeah, there's no such thing. You can give as big of a gift as you want. So whoever you're working with, it's not one of my guys. I could tell you that, because if it is, he or she won't be working for me that much longer, or I'd need to do retraining. There is no amount of a gift cap that you could give to anybody. So are the funds verifiable?
No, we've kind of just kept it in our room. He wasn't a very good saver, so we took money from him every week.
Okay.
And we just kind of left it in our room, and he's gathered about $15,000.
Okay. Well, what's your address? No, I'm kidding. So, here, hold on. We'll take you off air. What's your address? Anybody's listening. So here, here's a challenge with mattress money, right? I mean, that's what we call mattress money, shoebox money. If you can't verify it, it's impossible for a lender to verify where it came from. So it's
in a that would be a gift, right?
No, because we have to source where the gift came from. So if you have mattress money and you saved it for him because you didn't, you know, because he had challenges saving, which is a big problem if he's getting ready to buy a house, is there's no proof that that money came from underneath your mattress, is what I'm saying. Okay, if you took the money from the mattress or every month and put it into a savings account, and then you took it out of savings account 123987 and then transferred it over, we could show that it came from your 123987 and you gave it to your son, and you could give him an unlimited amount of money. It doesn't matter. But in this case, your lender doesn't have any way to prove where those funds came from. So that's why mattress money is impossible to document. Okay, now I had a guy, I'll give you another example. 10-15 years ago, a guy's like, I want to buy a house. Great. I'm like, you know, where's your down payment coming from? He's like, I got gold. I'm like, great. Okay, what account do you have the gold in? I thought it was a gold stock fund. He's like, I got Cougarands. I'm like, great. I'm figuring he's got a Cougarand fund. I'm like, where are the Cougarands? He's like, it's in my safe in my bedroom. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm like, what am I going to do with Cougarands in a safe? What, he's going to open up the safe and show the Cougarands and take a picture? It's impossible to verify that. So what you have to do is they've got to get a gift from another family member that could verify where that money came from. That's how you get around it.
Why, though? Gotcha. Just to prove it's not drug money? I don't understand.
You have to be able to document where the down payment came from.
Why can't they put it in just take it out of the mattress, put it into a bank?
Well, you can.
Right now, I can do that, correct?
Okay, now there are some.
And then if he wants to buy a house in 3 months, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. You can't just take
That's the thing to do.
Yeah. Right. I was just going to get to that. If you're going to do something and have mattress money, and you don't want to verify where it came from, put it in 90 to 120 days before, because you have to give 2 months worth of bank statements in order to show where it came from. Okay, if the funds are there for more than 60 days.
Well, maybe that's what the mortgage guy was saying.
Well, is he getting ready to buy now or in the future?
Like 3 months.
Oh, well, that's
looking for the fall.
Okay, well, that's a whole nother ball game. It sounded like you. I should have quantified the question. That's my fault.
Or listen better,
right. Which my wife has accused me of not doing. Mm-hmm. So here, that's a whole nother problem. Mm-hmm. But
most wives don't listen.
No, most husbands hear, but we don't listen. But that's a whole nother story. And there's guys going right on. So so here's what I'm going to say. If you've got mattress money, get it in your account ASAP. Okay, so you can verify where it came from. You can't just pull it out of the mattress and say, "Here, little Johnny, go buy a house." Okay.
If you don't want to do that, you could put it in my account.
Yeah, you could put it in Joe's account, and then it'll be Uncle Joe. But no, we have to no, in all seriousness, people used to do that. Hold on, Wendy. This is important, what you said. People used to do that.
Put it in my account?
No. It said that it came from Uncle this or Aunt Sally or Uncle Judy, Aunt Judy, Uncle Joe. Okay. I had to give birth certificates of a 70-some-year-old lady. This is 10, 15 years ago when I first started. I had to show that the aunt was actually the sister of this guy's mother.
No.
I swear to God. So I had to go to the aunt, who's some 70 years old, that had a birth certificate from the early 1900s to show that they had the same maiden name. I'm not kidding.
Is that still the case, David?
It's not so crazy. Okay. But listen, if the underwriter wants it,
you got to give it to
him. You got to give it to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. So if you're going to buy in 90 days and you have mattress money, take the money. Make sure people don't know who you are. And, you know, you're walking out with a duffel bag out of your house with $15,000. You know, start putting it in the account like yesterday, and then you just verified the money. It's your money in your account. If it's there for more than 90 days, you're fine.
Groovy.
All right.
Groovy. And then can closing costs be rolled into a first-time mortgage?
We get this a lot. Can first time be rolled into a mortgage? You could take a higher rate out and get a credit back from the lender. Okay, that is how. Like, I've got a lady right now who was pregnant with three kids. She's got another one in the oven, about ready to give birth in November. She's very tight. I said, listen, I could give you this rate if you wanted to pay closing costs. I gave her a quarter of a point higher with a $1,500, $2,000 closing cost credit. For her right now, paying an extra $25 a month because of the higher rate was better for her to get the $2,000 closing cost credit than it was to get the bottom line lowest rate and paying all the closing costs because she's got all these expenses going on. And on top of that, you got to move from Chicago to the Western Burbs that Jill's helping her find a home and actually helped her find a home. So, no, you can't. Here, how do you roll it in?
You're going to pay for it.
Well, you put less down is the only way that you could roll it in, right? So if you have 5% down, you put 3.5% with an FHA, or you do 3% with the Fannie Freddie loan, and you've got that extra 1.5 or 2 points there to cover closing costs.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
It does. Total.
Okay. And what genius told you that there was a limit on gift funds?
Not going to say.
Okay. There. Okay. Well, hang on. We're going to put you on hold and have Sammy pick you up and ask you what type of Mr. Floor organic cleaning product you like. We're going to go to Gary real quick. How are you, Gary?
Hi, Gary.
Gary Novell.
Gary?
All right. Tell you what. Let's hit a break. We'll figure out what's going on with Gary's phone. We'll go back to Tom. We'll get over to Igor. And we're just very busy right now. 312-981-7200. That was my fault. I should have asked her when her son was going to buy.
Yeah. Ask more questions, listen more.
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
At least you
just
admit it.
Jump right in there.
You admit it. Listen,
he admitted because I caught him.
No, I'll tell you what.
That's the only reason.
Tell you what. You know, for all you young married men out there and thinking about, just fall on the sword. Just say, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Especially it's Saturday night, Joe. I've been saying this on the radio for a long time. It's game night. Don't get into a fight on a Saturday morning.
Or be very good at apologizing.
Or just roll over. It's a lot easier. I know you're a man and you want to be strong. Just take it. Just eat it, own it, and move on. 312-981. Life lessons from David Hochberg. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is the phone line. The MegaPro is calling text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, Chicago's premier radio show. We're going to figure out what's wrong with Gary's phone, pick him up after the break, get over to Tommy for what you wanted to talk about further, and then we'll talk to Igor, and we got the ComEd solar energy doctor coming up. We got a full show for you. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This portion of the show is sponsored by Robert R. Andreas & Son. Realtor Jill Van Riet, Stephen A. Leahy, the offices of Stephen A. Leahy at OPEM, O-P-E-M, Tax Resolutions. He does both real estate tax appeals and IRS tax appeals. And you just heard this one, this company, Dykstra Home Services, Rich Jr., Sr., and the lovely, lovely daughter that runs the whole doggone place. 312-981-7200. Gary Novell, how are you?
Hi, David. Good morning, everyone. I'm here.
Good morning.
What's up?
David, I'd like to take a minute today to talk about a call I got from Tim and Nicole out in Tennessee. Hi, Tim. Hi, Nicole. Who are longtime listeners of the show, and they called me because they really, really, really wanted to get a new home this year, but had some credit problems and thought getting a new home would be impossible for a lot of years. Well, they heard you a few months ago advise listeners to come to me to help them with their credit and raise their credit scores, and they each had pretty good credit, but had some medical problems the last few years, and they both had quite a few medical collections I was trying to have removed from their reports. Well, after working about 45 days, I was able to have four of them removed from all three credit bureaus for Tim, five removed for Nicole, and they already regretted not calling me sooner. Getting these removed and having them pay down a couple credit cards improved their scores over 125 points. Yep, 125 points in 45 days. And they were amazed how many points they actually recovered from paying off a couple of their credit cards because the limits were only $500 and were overjoyed to see that they recovered almost 20 points on each card they paid off. That's debt utilization, everyone. It's not the dollar amount that you owe. It's the percentage of what you owe in relation to the credit limit is what takes those points away. David, besides the scores going up, what they really enjoyed with me was the education they got. As with all the misinformation on the internet, they were not sure what they could do to improve their scores, and that's something that both of us have actually stressed since we started helping people over 30 years ago. Education is the key to keeping a good credit score, and that, and knowing me, of course, always helps. For any questions or problems with your credit, you need to call me at 630-624-9557. Remember, everything starts with your credit, so if you want the absolute, honest, and correct answers to your questions, give me a call, 630-624-9557. Stay healthy, everyone. And, David, I have a comment to make about what you and Tom were talking about earlier about co-signing for the loans.
Yeah.
If you have something set up that you get an alert when they're 30 days past due, well, that's the problems already on your credit report.
Yeah,
so you have to check the account to make sure that the payment has been made prior to the 30 days. Otherwise, that late payment is going to show up on the credit report. And if you get an alert, well, the problem's already on your report.
And our credit card companies, last question before we throw it over to Igor. Are credit card companies and car companies doing the same thing that mortgage companies are doing with forbearance due to COVID-19, helping their clients out with some type of deferment payment?
But you have to be proactive. You have to call before you're actually late, because if you call up when you're 30 or 60 days late and you claim that there was a problem because of the COVID, well, that's a little bit more of a trickier situation. They want you to let them know beforehand, and then they're more than happy to work with you.
Phone number.
It doesn't hurt to call these companies, because like I say, they are falling all over themselves helping people, but you have to give them a little bit of notice so they can set everything up so things don't hit your credit report.
Your phone number, if our listeners want to reach you.
630-624-9557. One more time, it's 630-624-9557. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too, buddy. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about tying in floors now. I know you talked about it earlier. We're getting back to the home improvement. Tommy, we'll pick you up after the break, after our ComEd energy doctor calls in to talk about solar. We'll get back to what you would like to talk about in more detail. Tying in floors, can you please go into and elaborate that in a little more detail?
Yeah, absolutely, David. So as you remember, when we worked on your home, it's not uncommon for there to be either missing areas of flooring or flooring that is of a different type. For example, like in this particular case, we helped a WGN listener by the name of Liz. She lives in Elgin, and she wanted to remove ceramic tile from her foyer, and she wanted to put in a wood floor, but she wanted that wood floor to basically look seamless into her living room space, which is just one large room, and then it extends into the kitchen and kind of beyond.
And those other areas already have hardwood floors.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So we have existing hardwood floors in the rest of the home. She wanted to remove the ceramic tile from her foyer, which was a good size foyer, and she wanted just to promote continuity in the whole space. So, I came out, I visited with her personally, and we came up with a game plan where we basically removed that ceramic tile. We reinforced her subfloor, which needed a little bit of assistance, and then we basically installed a brand new floor, and we performed what's referred to in the industry as a stitching in or a splicing in installation method. So what that means is we actually take individual pieces out of the existing floor so that the existing floor can then receive the new pieces that are basically being woven into that existing floor in a kind of a random pattern so that it looks very natural and normal, like it's always been there. And then we come in and we then sand and refinish the newly installed floor, the existing floor, together, and then we stain and polyurethane and everything together, and it looks absolutely like the foyer has always had a wood floor there.
Now what do you do where in more challenging situations where in the old days, back in the old days, you had old days, 60, 70 years ago, old days, you when they built houses in the 60s, you had the real thin type of wood. And now it got thicker and got wider and longer.
Right.
How do you tie in with the thinner strips of hardwood flooring?
So we get those calls a lot as well. So there are still a lot of homes, especially turn of the century homes, that have the inch and a half, very narrow boards, which are very original to the home and very, very nice.
But, and they're gorgeous.
And they're beautiful, right?
Yeah.
So the question that comes in, well, so we live in a historic home. You know, we want to do some repairs or we want to extend this flooring, but we don't want to demote the type of flooring that we have. We like that turn-of-the-century narrow plank. So we have the ability to actually mill that type of flooring. So, and we do that all the time for clients. So we'll actually come in and we'll install that exact floor, the same species, the same grade, the same thickness and width. So we have the ability to do that and still make it look seamless.
I have a question here from 847. If Mr. Flora has time for a question, well, yeah. I have a 70-year-old house, and the original wood floors on the second floor squeak like crazy, like my house did.
Sure.
It did, not anymore. Is there any easy solution since we can't get them from underneath? Thanks so much. Totally understand if he doesn't have time. Mary in Glenview, so right in our backyard.
Sure, absolutely. So, Mary, very, very good question. Again, comes up literally every single day. Our phone rings off the hook with, I have a squeaky floor, what can be done? The thing to understand about a squeaky floor is that it's not the floor that's typically squeaking, it's the subfloor directly underneath it that is squeaking. So the floor itself is perfectly fine. It's tongue and grooved, it's structurally perfect. It's the substructure that becomes loose and weak over time, and that is what squeaks. So the short answer is there is no good, easy way to sort of make that correction.
Can I tell Mary what not to do and the rest of our listeners? Do not drill screws into your floor.
A three-inch screw, yeah. You went through the whole mess, didn't you, David?
Yeah, and that was another call that Igor got back to me. Oh, by the way, all of these, I had a... keep laughing. I had a repair.
I was laughing because I was on the other end of the call.
Right.
At the time... So you actually took some screws and drilled them right through your floor.
Did it stop the squeak?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, right.
And
you destroyed the floor in the process.
I completely destroyed the floor. So not only 18 years ago when we moved in, before we put the carpet over it, the guy's like, "Oh, take screws and drill it in."
Terrible.
And
idea.
I did it, and I did it. The entire hallway had to be completely
replaced.
Right. Remember when you nailed a piece of linoleum to your wall?
Well, that stopped the carpenter ants.
The carpenter ants.
They couldn't get through the 12 by 12.
You through that?
No, they couldn't get. No, but they made a hole elsewhere in my hole, but they didn't get through that piece of linoleum.
Great. First of all, who put a drill and a screwdriver in your hands?
Somebody very, very, very uneducated. Me. So, so somebody told me to do it. I did it. We didn't realize. I forgot that I did it until they ripped the carpet out. And he's like, "Oh, by the way, we have to replace this whole section." 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. We have the ComEd Solar Doctor coming up after the break at the top of the hour. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is America Pro's call and text line. You can go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com, to get all of the experts' contact information. This portion of the show is sponsored by House 10, ComEd. We have a solar doctor coming up in a couple of minutes. Scott from ComEd. Rose Pest Solutions, Fidelity National Title, Republic Bank, Peerless Fence, who's putting a fence on my new home, Amy Kite, who'll be calling in with the On Deck segment, Mr. Floor, Igor Marak, Permaseal Basement Solutions, and Ray Kaplan, the law office of Ray Kaplan, the best student loan defense lady on the planet. Her team are unbelievable. We received a text during the break. I called Ray during the break. She's going to be calling at noon because we have an extra half hour. We have an 18-year-old getting ready for college in the fall, and they only have qualified for $5,500 in student loans. The tuition is 30 G's per year. What should we do as parents? So 630, hang tight. Ray's going to be calling in at noon. Maggie from Oak Lawn, thank you for holding on for such a long period of time. We're going to get to Scott after. You have a question for Mr. Floor. Maggie, how can we help you?
Oh, yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call. We have, our floors are over 40 years old, and we had them redone twice. And there's these nails coming up in two spots that keep coming up. My husband keeps pounding them down. And I was wondering, could we just pull those nails out? And what's the best way to fill in some of the cracks we have in our floor?
Igor?
Like, you know, spacing, sometimes a little wood chip, things come out, I think, due to the humidity in the house in the winter. Less humidity, I mean. So what's the best way to fix this?
Igor.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Maggie, there's a couple of things going on. First of all, if you have nails coming up vertically out of your floor, that's a little unusual because, generally speaking, when wood floors are installed, they are blind nailed, meaning that the nail is shot on an angle on top of the tongue, and then the next piece comes in and actually covers that tongue, and you don't see the nail. There's really no way for that nail to physically come up. So if your entire floor is top nailed, which some older floors were installed that way, then I would not recommend that you remove any of those nails, because that's literally what's holding your floor down. If it's a couple of nails that were shot vertically just to kind of keep a couple of pieces in place, then it wouldn't be such a big deal if they're constantly coming up, because what's happening is the floor is deflecting up and down vertically when you step on them. And so the nails just work themselves out. So you can ask your husband just to pull those couple of nails if that's all it is. But if your entire floor is top nailed floor, an older top nailed floor, then the recommendation would be to countersink those nails, maybe add a few additional nails if necessary to really kind of tighten everything together.
All right.
As far as your second question regarding filling in gaps, so those gaps are actually expansion and contraction gaps. So in Chicago, we go through these massive swings of temperature and humidity, and floors will typically experience some gapping in the winter, and then they'll re-expand back out in the summertime. But what we typically recommend is actually not to use a wood filler or any other material to fill those gaps, because all it does, when it dries, is it just cracks and falls through and really looks terrible. So the recommendation for an older floor is to actually just leave those gaps alone.
All right, there you go. And we're going to send Maggie Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning Product. Scott, how are you?
Good morning, David. How are you? I'm doing well this morning.
Well, thanks, buddy. Thanks for hanging on. And we're going to bring you over into the next segment as well. We just have a ton of phone calls today, and we just want to make sure all of our listeners are taken care of. You are the solar expert at ComEd, and we get calls whenever we have a ComEd Energy doctor in about solar. Our phone lines blow up, 312-981-7200. Can you tell us a little bit about we actually got an email here from Noah from Glenview. Heard us talking about Home Sweet Home Chicago, about solar panels, and they're an option for his home. If our listeners have that same type of question, if they are a good candidate for solar panels, what would you tell them?
So the first thing, that's a great question, David. And so the first thing I would suggest is, we, as solar has become more prevalent in our service territory, we've made some tools available to our customers to come and learn about solar. So if you go to comed.com/solar, there's a web page there that helps customers understand and explore kind of the things they need to know about solar. And some of those things that that listener should be looking at is, well, what's the age of your roof? You know, that's not something we can address, but what we did do with some of our tools is we created this thing called what we call the solar calculator. And that solar calculator, we imaged every rooftop in our service territory. So about 4 million rooftops in our Chicago service territory, where we've been able to evaluate what the production potential is for each of those roofs. So if a customer comes on to comed.com/solar and pulls up the solar calculator, they can put in their address and it'll pull up an image of their home and show what that production potential is. And in addition to that, we have a lot of educational materials in there for them to learn about all the different potential incentives that are available, whether it's investment tax credits or renewable energy credit contracts that are available through ComEd, as well as the energy savings that you'll see by self-producing your own power.
Can you hang on, Scott? I got to hit a break, but sure. I want to ask you further. A lot more questions, go deeper about what you just said about generating energy and selling it back to ComEd, because that seems to be the biggest benefit that I get from our listeners that call me to learn about solar. You know, if we need a solar company on the show that installs solar panels to handle all this business. I if you could just drill down a little deeper, we're going to take a quick break. Scott, can you hang on for another 90 seconds before the break and come back? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy, don't move. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to pay some bills and come back with more information, valuable information from Energy Dr. Scott from ComEd.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have Scott, our energy doctor, Scott. Special shout out to Vicky out there who's listening, Vicky Manning, who's the wife of a good friend of mine, Lloyd Manning, who listens every single weekend. I'm not a big fan of Lloyd. I really like Vicky. I never really liked Lloyd. I never knew why we hung around with him, but because he had such a great wife, Vicky, that's why, you know, we keep him in the group. 312-981-7200. This portion of the show is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing, the law offices of David Schluter, Builder Supply Outlet, Mr. Janky, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, who will be calling in at 11:45 with an on-deck segment. Donna Sattler, realtor in the northwestern suburbs for our show. Lindemann Chimney, our good friend Michael Bodart, Allstate Insurance, Jimmy Towns over there. Mega Pros Joe, Mega Pros Home Improvement. So, Scott, we were talking during the break that a lot of our listeners enjoy getting off the grid, not being responsible for a mortgage, electric bill payment, trying to cut the cord. What other reasons do you guys get over at ComEd for looking at solar? Is it a green thing? Is it an eco-friendly thing? Is it getting off the grid? What are the main reasons that our listeners are calling you to learn more about solar?
I think mostly it's about reducing costs as well as a green thing. I mean, it's very difficult to completely go off the grid, even with solar, because the sun does go down at night and you need the power when you want to use it. So even customers that are going solar are still going to receive a bill from ComEd. It's a question of how much of that bill can you offset with the solar system that you install in your house. And the ability of any solar system to offset that really depends on a lot of factors for a customer's home, like which direction do they face. You know, a house that faces east or north or has most of the roof facing east or north isn't going to produce as much electricity as one that's facing south or west, just because of the dynamics of the sun and how the sun is hitting that roof.
Do you get a lot of, like, I've got a new house going up, and I want to put solar panels up on my new house, and my house faces, the backyard faces north, and the front yard faces south. And there's no shot that my wife is going to put solar panels up. I would do it in a second. But as you know, Igor, my wife,
she's the boss.
She's the boss.
Absolutely.
So do you get into a lot of that where the aesthetics are turning people off? And has there been progress made with the aesthetics of these solar panels to make the house not look like it's got solar panels on it?
I have heard that from many colleagues when we've talked about the economics of solar and whether people are wanting to go solar. I've heard the exact same thing you heard. And David, as you probably know, we did pull up the property that you're looking at, and we evaluated that. And you got some really nice shade trees all around that property that really doesn't make it advantageous for solar. A couple of developments have happened. I mean, you can look at different panels and what they look like. Tesla actually has a solar roof concept where they actually replace the shingles, a typical shingle, with a solar shingle that has some strength to it, and it looks a little more natural than maybe the panels that go on. So, I would advise customers to shop around and look at different things. And to the extent that you're blocked out from putting solar on your roof because your wife doesn't like the aesthetics, then one of the other things that's available in our service territory is something called community solar, where you can buy your power directly from a community solar plant at a discount to the price that we would charge you for the energy. So that's an option available to all customers in our service territory as well. And that market is just ramping up. We've had three projects come online so far in our service territory, but there's another 75 or so projects that are in the wings. It'll be coming online in the next year and a half.
How does that work? So if I live in a home that's in a shaded area, or I have a spouse or, you know, a family member that doesn't want solar panels on the house for aesthetics, how can I, so I could buy power generated from solar if I'm in a ComEd service area?
Yeah, yes, you can. These projects will be marketing directly to the customer. So what you'll be able to do is sign a contract with this community solar provider, and generally these contracts look like a discount of somewhere between 10 and 20% off of the ComEd rate, which our rate for energy is around 5 cents a kilowatt hour. So you're basically going to buy power from this community solar project at 4 cents a kilowatt hour, and then you would get that savings. And you would tell them how much power you want to buy a month. So you'll get some level of subscription based on the kilowatt hours produced by that project every month, which will vary. You know, a solar project's going to produce more in the summer than it's going to produce in the winter, just based on the dynamics of Chicago weather. And then you will get a credit on your ComEd bill against the power you would have typically provided for us, but you will get another bill from the community solar project charging you for a subscription fee at that 4 cents per kilowatt hour that you're procuring for them.
That's unbelievable. I didn't know that.
That's fascinating, actually.
Yeah. So how do our listeners learn more about that project if they don't want to go through the whole installing solar panels on their building?
Come on to comed.com/solar. We have tools for private solar, and we have tools for community solar. We actually have a community solar calculator as well. So if you don't want to putting solar on your roof, you can pull up our community solar calculator, put in an offer price, and if you log in, what's really cool about our tool is if you log in as a ComEd customer using your ComEd account, we pull up your billing information. We know how much power you're using every month, and we know what you're paying for that power, so you can get a really good estimate of what your savings are going to be on a monthly basis. So that's what I would encourage them to do. We have a solar guide available where it'll tell you all about how community solar works. So it's Solar 101, if you will, as well as they can use the calculator to evaluate how much savings and how much power, what their subscription levels should be when they enroll with a project or investigate enrolling with a project.
All right. Well, I'm going to introduce you to Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services. Just texted me. Have the solar guy contact me. We want to partner up. We have lots of requests. He's in the heating and air conditioning business. So I know that ComEd is not going to go out there and sell you solar panels, but he wants more information so he could help his clients get hooked into solar. How about that, Scotty? Not bad, huh? Not bad for him.
Not bad.
Not bad. Well, listen, if our listeners want to reach out to you guys, how do they learn more about, what's the easiest way for Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners to learn more about solar?
Come online at comed.com/solar. And then if you have questions, you can call our Green Power Connect team that can speak with them directly. That helps them understand solar in depth.
All right, there you go. Well, Scott, you've been awesome, and you're welcome back anytime to help our listeners understand more about this unbelievable opportunity to go green, be eco-friendly, and to reduce their electric bill on their home. Is that also good for commercial space as well, or is that just residential?
Oh, excellent question, David. It's good for commercial. We're seeing a lot of commercial industrial facilities go solar, putting panels on the roof. And that calculator works for both business customers as well as residential customers. So, you know, it's available for all customers to evaluate their different facilities.
All right, that music means we've got to hit a break. You did a great job, Scotty. Look forward to having you back on the show sometime in the future. That is Scott, the energy solar guy. Go to comed.com/solar for residential and commercial. All of you small business, medium business, large business owners out there, we're all looking for ways to save money and to cut our energy costs. And this is an unbelievable opportunity for all of our listeners to learn more about solar. Go to comed.com/solar. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Our phone lines are blowing up. That's the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I am David Hochberg, your host. Joe Hogel's to my right. Igor Marak from Mr. Floor. And Tom Chanky is sharing the studio with the lovely Erica, who's helping us pump this out all over Facebook. Erica, you're doing a great job, Erica. 312.
It looks like we just woke Jenky up. Said his name, and it's like, ooh.
He's like, what? I'm coming up. You know what? Watch this. White shaker cabinet. Look at that.
Made in America.
Made in America.
Wow. Like a Doberman.
312-981-7200.
Wait a minute. Squirrel.
312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's a MegaPros call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
You might think it's foolish what you put me
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I want to thank all of the texters that texted in. When we were talking earlier about a gift, we weren't talking about the IRS gift penalty. There are gift penalties that you could give a gift up to a certain amount before it goes over certain IRS tax limits. I'm not giving out any type of accounting advice. Somebody called in. Patricia, stop whispering. You're on the air. I'm going to get to you in a second. What I do is the listener called in and said, "Is there? You know, some lender said there's a limit. Lenders are not supposed to give any type of accounting advice. I always say, talk to your CPA, talk to your financial planner. We are not fiduciaries in that area of expertise. I am a mortgage professional. I give mortgage advice. I don't give tax advice.
Stephen Leahy can help you.
Well, no, but when it comes to that, I always say right. Consult. So there are limits on what you could give on a tax basis as a gift, but it has nothing to do with a mortgage. If Igor has a son or a daughter, or Tommy, you've got sons, and yep. You want to give them $300,000 as a gift, well, I'm just saying, to buy a house,
yep, big if.
You could give them a gift to buy a house. It does not impact your mortgage at all. You have to sign a gift letter that says, I'm giving my son X number of thousands of dollars in a gift. That's a true gift and not coming back. We don't get into the tax ramifications of that. I just want to clarify that. 312-981-7200. Patricia from Chicago. Okay, you don't have to whisper anymore, Patricia. What's going on, Patricia?
Oh, I need help. And I didn't even think of calling, but as I'm listening to you, and I go, maybe he can help me. I need somebody with a camera to break into my ceiling and figure out where a leak is coming from. I've been trying to find it for going on 2 years now, and it's not always leaking. And I've already had a door replaced. I've had a piece of my roof done. I live in a four-story townhouse. This is on the third floor, and above me is a rooftop deck and a, I guess, a utility room, you'd call it.
Joe?
So Patricia, was your roof inspected?
Before I put on a porcelain tile deck on pedestal.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, so they ripped off the entire wooden deck because it really gets beat up in the sun and the weather up there.
Mm-hmm.
So before they put that on, I called a roofing guy out, and he inspected the entire roof. And there was one section along the perimeter that was spongy, so he replaced that. So I thought, well, I'm good to go here. So that was one issue. I also had an air conditioner, a new unit put in. It's going on 3 years, but you know, I don't know when this started, so I only noticed it maybe 2 years ago.
All right. So from my experience, you need somebody to really inspect that roof. When you say camera in the ceiling, did somebody else say that to you?
Yes, and here's why.
Yeah.
Because I already. The few guys that came out here says, oh, it's the rooftop door, and this house was not built very well, and it's only 10 years old, but the frame around the access door to the deck was, I don't know if you want to say rotten, but anyway, water was getting behind it. So sure. I think I had Window Works come in, put in a whole brand new door and frame, and I thought that would solve my problem. That was done last October. And then this spring, when I turned on the air, I see moisture on that sink, because I didn't get the drywall repaired until I know what it is.
Here, I've got one more thing for you. If you want a roof inspector, I'm positive Mike Houston from Lindholm will get out there, and we can actually
talk to him. They've been out.
All right. Well, here's the other thing.
Rogers Roofing's been out.
Okay.
I mean, there's all kinds of people who have been out.
Here, Patricia, I will tell you from my experience, when you say the air conditioner went on and it started leaking, that can be condensation in that ceiling cavity. That's why
I'm sure it is. And I called the AC guys out, and he's the one who told me I needed the camera. He says, well,
if that's
how do you solve the problem?
It's actually an insulation. So you need an insulation company to come out and tell you what's going on with that cavity. Now, I can do that. We can have that done for you. and he'll come out with a heat scope, or let's call it a heat scope.
Yeah.
But he can tell you where your hot spots are in your air conditioning that's causing that condensation.
Right. And part of the biggest problem is, you know, water finds the least path of resistance. So you might have a stain right above.
So do I, Tommy. That's why
I would have one. No, well, I know it's already working my way down. It's to the kitchen in the second floor.
Patricia, I understand, but please understand what I'm saying is that you really have you've exhausted all resources on looking at the roof and the door and all that stuff. If it is a condensation problem from your air conditioner, which I'm thinking it is right now, I would do this insulation inspection.
Yeah. Yeah, you know why? Because I was keeping the AC not with the fan running, and so because I didn't want to pay for heating that roof, so it got a bunch of 90 there when it was like 76 sure. in the third level.
Right.
And that's when I noticed it. So now I've been running the fan constantly, and you should have seen my electric bill last year. Jeez.
I'll tell you what we're going
to do. Get her solar.
Rich Dykstra just called in.
Yeah.
You just texted me and said he will personally come out to your house and inspect it as well, okay?
Oh!
Well, let's not get that crazy.
I would only get more excited if Joe would come out, but that's okay.
I'd wait until you met Rich first before I get... I think you're going to be kind of disappointed, but he's a nice guy and he'll bring...
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a great
guy. Bring coffee.
All right, what did he write, though, Dave? He could check...
He said, I said, you know, can you check this? He's like, yes, we do both. So,
I wouldn't even thought of that.
So, hang on, Patricia. And,
I'm betting that's what it is, Patricia. And they could take care of you one way or the other.
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold, get your information, and we're going to take care of you with a Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor cleaning product or
We'll find the right people. Find the right people for
any
the right
other
problem.
Cleaning
or the
product.
Wrong problem, right people.
You would like. Tommy, you want to talk about doors real quick?
Yeah, actually, we had a gentleman named Steve call in, and he's from Aurora. One of the unique things about his house is his house was built right after World War II, and there was a segment of some houses in Aurora that were built with they were basically a budget type house. They only have 7 foot high ceilings in these houses, but it also took his front door from a standard 81 inch door. He had a 77-inch door, so he had heard one of our commercials about customizing doors since, you know, we have our own mill workshop. He had been to one of the big box stores, I won't mention which one, and they basically quoted him an outrageous price, and they also gave him an 8-week lead time because this whole COVID thing has kind of thrown manufacturers into a tizzy. So he had heard one of our commercials that we did. He called us up. He just wanted a small piece of glass in this door, but we were able to take and cut down this door and create a 77-inch door. We're in the process of doing it since he just called this past week. We're going to do this door in 4 days, and it's going to be probably about the third of the cost that he would have paid at the big box stores. So,
and how are you able to do that?
Right in our store, we actually have a mill workshop in the back where we customize doors. We cut doors down, we restuff them, we cut glass into them, we pre-hang them. You know, we had the lady that just called talked about how her door frame is rotted out. We can put it in no-rot jams and composite jams. We can do a multitude of
those
things.
Those composite jams are brilliant.
They are in my house, the only thing that I would put
meaning
is composite.
That's okay, the only thing that goes on a door.
Right? What is a jam?
Well, jam is your framework around the door.
Okay.
So that's where, you know, your door closes into it. What happens is most of the time where your rotting happens is at the bottom because it collects moisture from the winter time. Well, when you use a composite is basically
man-made.
It's plastic. Man-made. It's a plastic. It's resonated. But I will tell you, once you paint it, it'll never. And then the sills
beautiful.
That we use, there we also put no rot sills in. So the under portion of a sill, mm-hmm. instead of having wood on it, which was conventional,
was that your idea?
Yes, I designed and developed
that's
that,
amazing.
And I own the patent
isn't he
to
amazing?
It. I'm telling you one thing: we're so multifaceted.
He's like the smartest guy in this whole show.
I am.
312-981-7200. So it's not only for direct consumers. If you're a contractor looking for an outsized door, they could contact you as well.
Oh, we use you exclusively.
Right. I mean, we get a lot of good. People are starting to understand what our capabilities are out there, mm-hmm. which is far exceeding. you know, anybody else in our field, because we could do it right there, and we can do it at a fraction of the cost.
Under a week?
Oh, yeah.
So typically special order doors are done in this type of environment when home improvement is booming right now.
Right.
It could take 6, 8, 12.
Well, home improvement is booming, but there's supply chain issues.
There's huge, you know what? It's not only doors, it's appliances. I mean, it's going across the whole spectrum.
It's pressure-treated lumber right now.
Yeah, everything. Just because if a person in a plant gets COVID, they shut the whole plant down for 2 weeks.
Right.
And they've also got in a situation where they let go of a lot of people with COVID. They furloughed them. And the problem is we're giving them a lot of money to be able to stay home.
Oh, God. You can get on that.
And I don't want to get on to that.
Here, let me go back to this. If you need a door, you need it now. You can get it from Builder Supply.
Builder Supply Outlet, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center.
I have about 11,000 doors in stock. So I think I got one to fit most situations.
And you could take one of those doors and modify it down if needed.
Absolutely. Yes. In-house. Within days.
You could put a doggy door in it. Do you remember?
Remember the doggy door? Angel and the doggy.
Why do you have a dog in here? I wanted to measure my dog for my doggy door.
Yes. All right, we got to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Taylor and Champagne, we're going to pick you up after the break. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That was the Mega Pros call and text line, and we will be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have a bonus half hour due to White Sox baseball coming up. Taylor, how are you, buddy? How are you?
Hey, good morning. I have a quick question about getting a mortgage. I have less than perfect credit. I just checked my scores, but around 530. And I have 5 collection items on there amounting to about $2,000. So I'll have that paid up with some of them with a secured credit card, trying to rebuild that really fast. How quickly do you think I could qualify for a mortgage down the road? Like, when should I start looking at that?
You should start, well, you kind of bad credit score. Your credit score is horrible. Okay, so I want to make sure we classify. I'm not beating you up, Taylor. I'm just trying to set realistic expectations. 530 is very, very low. Okay, it's a third-degree burn, buddy. Okay, so I want you to, it's a hard truth, right? You got an ugly baby, you got an ugly baby. You've got major challenges you need to overcome. So first of all, if you have five collections, I would call each of them up and see if they will do a pay and delete. Okay, a pay and delete is that you pay them off, they give you a letter as if it was never on your credit report. Okay, that is a much better way of enhancing your credit than if you just settle up the credit, the collections. Okay, so that's step one. Secured credit card, great move. Continue to do that. Pay that off every single week if you can in order to keep the balance availability high. Do you get along with your parents?
Yeah.
Do they have good credit?
Yeah.
Ask them to add you as an authorized user on their credit card. There is no risk to them. They will get the cards. They will take the cards and shred it up. You get the sidecar. You get the piggyback advantage of all of their credit over the years. Okay? How long is it going to take you to get from a 530 to a 640 where you need to be to secure a loan today? That's up to you, my friend, and how diligent you are on doing everything right, which seeing if they have pay and delete. If they don't, settle it up. Get on your parents' credit cards. And I made the same recommendation to somebody in January. Okay? They didn't do anything. Then I ran their credit in July. I said, go on your parents' credit cards. The parents were all set for it. She didn't want to do it. Her credit's still in the 530s. Okay? If she would have done it in January, she would have probably been in the high 500s, starting to catapult into the 600s.
So do you see a change in 30 days?
You see a change immediately.
Cool.
Sure, because you're putting good juice in the system instead of bad juice. You're getting dirty oil out and putting good oil in. That's a good analogy, right? So that's what you got to do. How long is it going to take you to get from a 530? You're a minimum of 6 months, most likely a year. But if you start today, if you start today, You can't start building good unless you take the first step. And that's getting your folks to say, I want to add my son as an authorized user. Okay? You don't have access to their credit cards. You're just going for the ride as long as they have good credit. Okay, buddy?
All right. Thank you.
Do you have any credit cards now?
I don't.
Okay. You have secure credit cards, right?
I'm getting one soon, yeah.
Good. Well, soon, that means Monday. Okay, you get one Monday. If you could have, if you get two of them, get two of them, because that's better than one. Okay? Yeah. And I'm going to take your information off air, and I'm going to follow up with you after the show, okay?
All right, thank you.
Because I'm going to help you. All right, Taylor, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is the On Deck segment. Amy Kite, how are you?
I'm awesome, thank you.
Woo! We got a full show, Amy. I'm like, my gosh.
He's out of breath.
I got another 37 minutes. We got to go here. So I'm a trooper, Amy. I'll strap it on and let's go. Topic for next week that you will be talking about during your segment next Saturday.
Yeah, so we had a couple. She was ill, and they needed to get into a ranch. And so we were able to provide him a couple of different options so that they didn't have the stress of having to show the home and get it prepared. Because they just couldn't have done it. So we were able to provide them a couple of different options to get out of that house before the showings and get into that ranch. So we're going to talk about how we were able to do that and the options that they had.
And if you would like Amy to market your home like she marketed my home, and I sold my home in 4 days with her expertise, no guarantee that she's going to sell your home in 4 days. No pressure on you, Amy. what number should our listeners call to learn more about your fine services?
847-877-9881.
And as always, thanks for calling in and being part of the show, my friend. We'll see you next Saturday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning put out an offer the last time that she was on the show and received a ton of phone calls and booked close to 60 transactions.
Was it 60?
Right, yeah. Kelly?
Yeah. We had a ton of calls. Thank you. Thank you to your show and to the listeners.
And what topic will you be talking about next Saturday?
So we will be going, we had a listener inquire about dark pathways on the carpeting where they walk, the high traffic areas. And they wanted to know if we can get that out and with our process and whatnot. So next week we will be talking about traffic patterns and the importance of scrubbing and agitation in our cleaning process. And it's just like when you wash dishes, your hands, your car, laundry, you agitate. So anything that you clean properly needs to get scrubbed. And unfortunately, most carpet cleaners skip this very important step. So, or they'll use machines that void your carpet warranty. So we'll be going into that when I'm in studio next week. We'll dive more into detail, and I'll just explain the process and how we attack those stubborn traffic stains in your home.
And Amy will also talk about what a great job they did on my carpets and my furniture to help our house market a lot better and help Amy sell our home in 4 days. If our listeners want to reach you now,
awesome,
before next Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, how do they reach you?
You can call us at 630-990-8600.
All right. We'll see you next Saturday, my friend. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. It's going to be an all-woman show, Joe. We've got Kelly, yes, Amy, and Sarah coming in next week. Joe and I will be co-hosting that as well. You're going to be stepping in for your dad. What will you be talking about next week, Sarah?
Well, next week I'll be covering how a family business can serve you best, because I'm the third generation to join my family business.
Nice.
And I know that between us and the other guys, working with a family business, we can give you some of the best customer service you'll experience. So.
All right. Well, we got
Sarah. I'm sending all my referrals to you for concrete. How is that working out?
That has been going great. Actually, this last week I went on two estimates with listeners of this show. So, you know, hello to Frank and Bartlett. Hope he's listening today. And yes, and I can't wait to hear from the listeners next week. I hope if I've given you an estimate, you can call in and we can talk about the experience.
All right. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you? Quick.
At 708-863-5735.
Right,
thank you.
We'll see you next week. And my friend, send our best to your
Sarah.
Pop.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call and text line. All right, we got a bonus half hour. White Sox baseball coming up at 105. They're going to bounce back from last night's disappointing results. Ray Kaplan's calling in. We had a texter here from 630. We have an 18-year-old daughter getting ready for college in the fall. and they only have qualified for $5,500 in loans. The tuition's 30 G's a year, which is flipping nuts. What should we do as parents? Please help.
So yeah, I need Rich Dykstra, too.
Okay, I'll have Rich Dykstra call in because Joe wants to learn about what you're doing in the condensation areas right. And all of that good stuff. 312-981-7200. We got Bob from Rockford. We got Stephanie in Schaumburg. We got Igor. We got Mr. Floor. We got Mr. BSO. We have Megapro's Joe, David Hochberg. Bonus half hour coming up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Of course, we have Sammy's back and Ashley in the other room and Erica working Facebook. We'll be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn real quick. Tommy, if our listeners want to reach you and your fine staff at Builder Supply, how do they do that?
They can call us at 708-343-3900 or better yet, check out our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, if our listeners want to reach you and learn more about flooring or get their floors done, redone, or stitched in, how do they reach you?
Give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com. And David, real quick, I just want to remind everybody, visiting MrFloor.com using the promo code WGN will get you a very nice discount for your first order of a Mr. Floor cleaning product.
MrFloor.com, WGN promo code.
That's nice.
Yes, sir.
All right, MegaPros nice Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
And Ray Kaplan is on the line. Ray, how are you?
Hi, Dave. Great to be with you.
Always great to be with you. Thank you for calling in. We have bonus hour here before the White Sox game. Texter from 630, you get this all the time. I have an 18-year-old getting ready for college in the fall, if they're still going to go to college, if the college is still open. And we only have $5,500, qualified for $5,500 in student loans, but the school is going to be costing 30 G's a year. What should this texter from 630 and other texters and other listeners out there who are in a similar situation do? And I have another follow-up question from another listener who just texted me on my cell phone. So let's address this issue right now, Ray. $5,500 qualified in loans. It's going to cost 30 G's. What should this listener do?
Yeah, absolutely. We get this all the time, especially right now when things are a little bit uncertain. So I really like talking about this issue because it's a way to relieve people of some of the stress that they're feeling. So if you have a kid who's going to college in the fall, and who knows, as you said, what form that's going to take, if it's going to be online or if they're actually going back to campus, the tuition is still staying the same. It's not like you're getting a discount because they may not be utilizing the housing that's included in the cost of the education. So we had a client, actually WGN listener, the other day who was very similar to the texter who texted you earlier, where they have one 18-year-old getting ready for college this fall, and the tuition is around the same, about $30,000, but they also have a 16-year-old that they want to plan for. So altogether, we determined that for both of the kids' educations, it's going to be $120,000 per child for the 4 years of undergrad. But so if you take both kids, it's really going to be $240,000. So the father in that situation made about, I think it was over $100,000 a year. The mom was a teacher in one of our public schools, and her salary was approximately, I think it was under $50,000 per year. So we're going to have the mom be the federal Parent PLUS loan borrower on that $240,000 in loans. They don't have to make any payments while both kids are in school, which is also a really nice break from, you know, just having to make large payments. And then because she's eligible, because of the fact that she's a public school teacher, she's going to wind up getting public sector loan forgiveness of a huge chunk of those loans. So again, the balance is $240,000. She's only going to wind up paying back $100,000 over 10 years, meaning she's saving at least $140,000 plus interest, and there are no taxes on that. So she doesn't have to pay taxes on the amount of loans that are forgiven. So I don't want parents to panic right now. If your kids are getting ready for college, call us. We can help you, give you a roadmap and a plan so you know exactly how to finance it without having to take out any private student loans. Because remember, with private student loans, there is no such thing as public sector loan forgiveness. And for those people who are not in the public sector, You still are going to be eligible for an income-driven plan with very low monthly payments and no payments while the kids are in college, if you like. And still, a big chunk of those loans will still be forgiven because of the way the law operates.
I got another quick question real quick.
Sure.
Texter called, texted in. I have two student loans. One is for 36, the other is for 16. 15 years paying on them. They are Parent PLUS loans. The texter is not a federal or state employee. Question is, should I continue to pay them off, or should I try to have Ray lower my monthly payment? Monthly payment combined between the two loans is $498 a month.
It sounds like her payment is not bad, but it depends. We just want to make sure that she is in the right payment plan, because there are payment plans under the same statute that governs Parent PLUS loans. There are different payment plans that offer you a low monthly payment, but if you stick with them, you wind up paying a lot more than you actually took out. So we just want to make sure that she's in the right payment plan and she knows exactly how it's going to operate and what forgiveness, if any, she's entitled to.
What number should our listeners, now this is, you're not just Chicago, you could handle everybody that listens, that's listening in the continental United States. If it's United States property and you're taking out loans, you need to call Ray. At what number, Ray?
Sure, 312-294-8989, or our website is financialrelief.com.
All right, thanks for calling in. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dave.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to do speed round coming out. We have White Sox baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour, pregame with Mark Carmen. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. This is David Hochberg. The MegaPro's call and text line is 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break.
You didn't bring any sandwich.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. White Sox baseball is coming up, and I have a great idea. Joe Brand, are you on?
I'm here, David.
Okay, I watched the games last night. I love baseball. I saw that. What it's missing, I think, is the chance for the kids to get there early and get autographs and ask their favorite players questions and just that interaction. I have a great idea, Joe, for you. You ready for this one?
You're full of great ideas.
I'm full of a lot of things. I would love for our listeners to send you their White Sox question, email them to you. And you take all the kids out there that are listening, and you take those questions and you send them to the White Sox and ask their PR department to have the player answer it on video and then send it back to you so you could get it to the kid. Can you try to put that together?
How nice of me. Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's.
How nice of me.
Yeah, just
in his spare time.
Well, listen, I like giving Joe's a good guy. It's so. What email should our listeners send questions to if their kids have questions that they want to ask a White Sox player?
JBrand, that's BRAND, at WGNradio.com.
JBrand, if you have a little White Sox fan out there, I think this is a great idea.
I do like it. I do like this idea a lot.
Because the interaction between the player and the little kid that
How else can they do it now?
They can't.
Right?
You can't go into the stadium. So this is a great way, if you're a White Sox fan, that maybe Joe could get somebody at the White Sox to get a video of the player answering little Johnny or little Sally's question.
How do you know they're going to be little?
Well, or big. Well, okay. No, I don't want like a 55-year-old guy like you. Hey, Eloy.
Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, well, I was going low there. All right, so email question one more time, Joe.
JBrand at WGNradio.com.
Let's try it.
All right,
and see
I like
if it works.
It. And let's watch all the other teams start to do it right after we coin it, too.
Listen, as if I haven't heard
no,
my ads.
No, get to it first, Joe.
I think it's a great idea, Joe. Yeah. Take it and own it.
All right, let's do it.
All right, goodbye. 312-981-7200.
David always really loves his ideas.
No, mm-hmm. Listen.
You do. I'm just saying. I've known
think
you for
they're
a
great
while
ideas.
Now,
this
and
is
you
a good
just
idea.
Love your ideas.
This is a good idea.
And it usually involves somebody else doing something.
Yeah, that's why they're great. 312-981-7200.
You come up with the idea, and they have to do all the work.
Yeah,
I love that.
And if it fails, he has no repercussions.
Exactly.
Listen, his job
you
is
screwed
to
up, Joe.
You screwed it up, Joe. I told you how to make it work. You listen, that's called management. 312-981-7200. Rich Dykstra, quick. How can you, Joe wants to know what you're doing to identify and solve our listeners' problems that have condensation in small areas that's causing water to come down from the roof.
Condensation.
First, thank you for fitting me in the last half hour.
Oh, here we go. Okay. All right. Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay, we're going to get over to...
No, don't do that to Mr.
I'm
that's
only...
the Mr.
Okay, Dykstra, go ahead. Quick.
Okay. We have a thermal imaging camera if it's above a ceiling. If we have to go into the ceiling, we have a camera that we drill a quarter-inch hole, and we can feed a camera, infrared camera, down the cavity. It's probably a torn piece of insulation on the line set, is what I'm guessing.
Oh, all right. So I didn't know
we're set up for next week.
All right, Mr. Dykstra. I didn't know how you were going to address it. You're proposing that you can actually see what's broken, right?
Yes.
Oh, all right. I was picturing, I usually send my insulation guys to these, so I apologize taking it out of your court.
All right.
No problem, sir.
Okay, phone number,
no,
Rich.
I am glad to recommend that.
If other listeners are having similar challenges as that other listener who called earlier, what number should they call?
1-800-421-3220.
All right, brother. We'll talk soon. 312-981-7200.
No, that actually is very good information.
Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you understand. Mike from Plainfield, credit question. How can we help you?
Hey, my credit score is 811, and Friday evening I got a call from a collection agency saying I owe $150 to a medical provider. I asked him for proof, and he said they don't have to send me proof, and if I do get proof, then it will be admitting that I owe this debt. I've been paying this medical provider $30 a month, and when I checked my credit score yesterday, it dropped 60 points.
Okay, so if a credit collection company, say that 10 times fast, credit collection company does not provide you with the name or proof of what their collection is, I would not pay it. And I will put you in touch with Gary Novell, our credit expert. His number is 630-624-9557. So we could analyze it for you to make sure what's going on. Because what if it doesn't smell right, doesn't sound right, and they're probably saying, "Well, give us $150, we'll make this go away."
Yeah,
yeah. Without giving you any backup information, Mike from Plainfield.
Yep.
That's not right.
Thank you.
That's not right. Hang on. I'm going to get your information. We're going to get you over to Gary Novell. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have a hard out at 29. We have Mark Carmen with White Sox baseball. So let's just go around the horn, say goodbye to make sure everybody has got all their information out there. Tom Janke, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center.
Yes, and the way to reach us is you can call us 708-343-3900. Or better yet, go to our website, to the buildersupplyoutlet.com. You'll see our products. You'll see our pricing.
Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, if our listeners want more information about your company and also to get Mr. Floor cleaning products, it's not just hardwood floor cleaning products. They're all organic. There's tile. There's laminate. There's
countertops.
There's
cabinetry.
Wood cabinetry.
Wood flooring.
With the promo code WGN.
Yes.
At the MrFloor.com website. How can our listeners reach you other than that?
Yeah, so visit us online for sure. There's a lot of information. We have really pretty incredible blogs that we've written on lots of different topics, floor maintenance, deep cleaning, especially with COVID going around. You definitely want to stay as clean as possible on all your surfaces. But basically go to MrFloor.com. Enter the promo code WGN for a nice discount if you'd like to try and purchase our products there. Or just give us a call directly at 847-674-7500, and we'll be glad to talk to you.
MegaPros Joe, we have a text message from 708. I have a popcorn ceiling on my family room. It's probably in my family room. That is 28 by 14. I have an estimate of $4,200 to drywall over that and insert can lighting. How can I find out if it's worth investing that money if I plan on selling in a few years?
So the first question is about the $4,200. I mean, if you trust the quality of the work, that sounds like a reasonable price. If you're saying, is it going to be worth it?
That's a realtor
question. It has to be a realtor question. The popcorn ceiling does date your house, though.
It does.
I mean, that's a pretty obvious one,
I think. It's a spray-on stucco, right?
Yeah, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
So they have to scrape that, put the drywall on. So
$4,200 for that size is pretty fair?
Yeah, and I think you're going to like the way your house looks a lot better for $4,200.
And I think it's going to show a lot better as well.
I do, too, David. I would say that's a good thing, but you could check with your realtor.
And if you have any other questions?
847-658-8989.
So tired of hearing that.
Oh, everybody is. From Pizza Mom, we talked to Ray, and it was the best. For a small annual fee, we have our PP loans, I guess our Parent Plus loans organized, new ones taken out under my smaller salary, and we can breathe thinking about retirement in 15 years. Wish I would have called her sooner. We also refinanced with your company and rolled debt into it. Okay, there you go. We are proudly grateful for all of your help and the show's help. So thank you, Pizza Mom, for that wonderful text message. Mark, I'm going to call you off the air. We're off the air in 45 seconds, hard out. White Sox baseball coming up. My good friend Mark Carmen will be at the helm here for White Sox pregame. And then White Sox will be facing the Twins at 1:05, first pitch. So we're gonna head out of here. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you want more information about the show, go to our website. It's WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com. All of our contact information is there. Next week's show, Amy Kite, Kelly Mickley from Executive Green. We got Sarah Andreas, Megapros Joe, and myself every Saturday here at 10 o'clock. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for participating. Go White Sox!
Thank you, Dave.